Hey, hey. Sunday morning. I had a dream that I was in two different scenarios, and I don't remember which one came first, but I'm going to tell it as I remember it, if I remember it correctly. So, the first dream, I was dropped into a middle, or dropped into the middle of a scenario. I was in a very cluttered suburban-ish neighborhood. And when I say suburban, I'm not talking like suburb. I'm talking more maybe like a residential area in an industrial town. But there were still green lawns, but everything was really cramped. And there were people there, but they were only contestants. And I don't really understand why I thought, like, it was almost like a Hunger Games scenario. I was in this town, and I was in this, like, gala, like this, some sort of party, where it was me in, like, a room full of maybe, like, 50 other people, and there was tables with platters and stacked up food and all this stuff, and we were eating and enjoying it. And then, like, I remember I walked in and I just found like $100 bills laying on the ground. I was grabbing those, and it had come to the point where the dinner was ending and people were leaving, and I was in the room, I was in this large banquet hall with only me and like five or six other people. People are trickling out. And this woman just, I don't remember if I made the first move or she did, but I think I was like, you're the one who started this. I'm going to kill you. Like, something like that along those lines. I don't know if she was like, maybe put me in the scenario or something, or maybe she was like trying to kill me throughout the dream and I just don't remember that part, but I was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Or she wanted to kill me. I don't remember which way I went, but we were trying to kill each other. And so we're like doing like a Tom and Jerry thing around the tables, like running around the table back and forth. She's throwing knives at me and stuff. And I don't remember who, but there was someone else in there. And I remember they eventually helped me out and we get her. I don't remember exactly how she dies, though. Because I want to say we were throwing knives and one of them just must have got her. But after this gala was over, I don't know if there was some rule book or something, but we get out and we're still in this suburb, you know. And it's like, you have to make it back to home base by X amount of time. Or you're dead. Like, maybe this is, like, the finale for the game. The Hunger Game or something. So, immediately, I'm like, fuck, we gotta go. So, like I said, this is, like, a very tight neighborhood. So, like, I'm running in backyards. And I'm doing, like, the whole Assassin's Creed thing. Like, I'm hopping over fences. And, like, from fence up to house. Jumping on top of houses. Maybe, you know, the elevation drops, I dive in between houses, there's a pile of wood, I flip over or something like that. Like, everything's really weird. Very weird topographic map, I would say. But I come upon this house, this long, like, ranch-style trailer house, and there's people in there that I know, and that for some reason, the whole thing of, like, we need to get, I think it was, we're given a deadline to get there, and maybe there's people guarding it. Or, like, other contestants are going to want to kill us. So, we're trying to... We're biding our time, waiting a little bit longer before we exit. I think that was the idea, but I find three or four dudes in this house. And I'm like, guys, come on, we got to go. Like, time is running out. And they're like, yeah, you're right. And there was someone across the street who is in a hat, like, I don't, for some reason, I'm there, and then I leave, and I go to a different house, because, for some reason, and what I think I remember is, I think I was exiting the house, And then a dude on a motorcycle pulls up and starts shooting at us. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I run away to the other house across the street. And I know someone's in there and they let me in. Because I guess, you know, I got a lot of friends in this world. But I hear the other guys are like, you motherfucker. Like, I set them up. They were mad thinking that I maybe set them up and that I was the reason that a guy found them on a motorcycle. I thought that was pretty fun. Well, at the time I was like, shit. So these guys are getting like blasted inside the house. They're hiding inside it. And there's like more people showing up shooting at them. And so I take off with this other dude. Could not describe to you what they look like, to be honest. But we get on the motor. So we run out the back way. We do the same thing. We're like dipping and diving between houses. And we come upon two motorcycles. And we're like, all right, let's go. We got to get back to base. And then there's like a building in the middle. But it's got like a big castle entrance, like a giant doorway with a shield barrier sort of thing. Like it looks like something out of Star Wars, but it's like, you know, once this thing, it'll become solid, but it's like transparent. You can go through right now. So we're riding the motorcycles and the streets turn black. They turn into like digital screens, like the dividing lines become, they start moving, and there's like different symbols and stuff popping on it, like advertisements or something. So we're trying to, the road turns like hilly, and there's like bridges above us, and we're flying down it. And then we make it there and fly through, and we get inside. Now see, this is what I don't remember. If you remember the beginning of the dream, I said we were in this thing, right? We were in this dinner. Part of me wants to say that part of the dream actually started after I made it in there. But then the other part of me is like, well, then why did I... Maybe I finished the Hunger Game and then I went in there and killed her. But that's... I don't know. That's just not how I remember it happening. But afterwards, the dream switches and I'm in my grandma's house. And we were discussing life. I don't really remember, but I'm having like this internal monologue with myself, like, is this real or not? Because in the dream, I have two kids. Oh, I just remembered another part of the dream. I'll tell this part first. So I have like two kids. But like, I'm with somebody else. Or like, in real life, I'm with somebody else. And I'm like, when did I have kids with this person? Like, I don't even remember this person. And then I'm just like thinking about my life, like, oh my gosh, I can't leave this person. Like, I'm stuck. And I don't even remember doing this. I'm stuck in this life and I don't even remember, I don't even barely know who this person is. Like, why do I have kids with this person? Like, it was just a remorseful, just really full of remorse. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I think once I realized it wasn't real, I snapped out of it. But also, I just remembered this one. At some point in the dream, I was out on the town with friends, and I got a tattoo on my thigh. And I don't remember what the tattoo was, but there was these... Oh, I got another part of the dream. Oh my gosh, another part of the dream I just remembered too. So I get a tattoo on my thigh, and it's like a stormy night, and we go into this like little, it almost looks like a diner, but it's a tattoo thing, and then we walk out, and we go up these stairs that are connected to the building, and then we walk up it and sit in like this semi-closed off like courtyard dining area, and these two girls that I knew from high school are there. And I remember doing this joke like, ow, oh, ooh, my leg. Oh, my leg. It hurts. And then they're like, what's wrong with you? Like, I just want them to ask me why my leg hurts. And I'll go, oh, I just got a tattoo. And they're like, really? Let's see it. And then I show it to them. And, you know, the joke was, it was really just funny because I did that. But the tattoo was actually something cool, but I can't remember what it was. Like on my left thigh. I just can't remember what it was. But the dream, the part of the dream that really stuck out to me. Okay, I hate when people, you watch them stop at a intersection and they still let you go. Like, brother, we'd already be faster if you would have fucking left me alone. But the part of the dream that I remember the most was these two girls. There was this. I think they might have been at the tattoo scene too. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if this was like the beginning of the Hunger Games or something. We were all like standing on pedestals, but like not really, in the dark rain. It's like thunder and lightning and all that stuff. And these two girls that work out at my gym, happened to be, at one point, I don't think they're anymore, happened to be in a homosexual relationship, which is fine. But I had this like weird, like, I was like I was just a camera. I was floating around them. And they were both naked. On, like, in the middle of this, us getting ready for, like, the Hunger Games. And one of them had a penis, the other one didn't. And one was, like, bending over. And the other one was, like, just rubbing her penis, like, on the girl's vagina from behind. So, like, it was going through her legs, you know? And I just remembered seeing that and being like, what the fuck? Like, we're about to go to the Hunger Games. What are you guys doing? I just thought that was pretty funny. But when I first woke up, I think I was like, that is the dream right there. What just happened? That is some crazy shit. Okay, well, I'm at work now, so I hope that was entertaining.